welcome to episode 143 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy, Donna, Laura, and Lindsay. One of our favorite topics here at Outlander Travel is Disney. Lucky for us, and you, our faithful listeners, is that there's always something new and exciting going on for us to talk about. This week, we're going to talk about all the fun experiences you can have at Walt Disney World and Disneyland this fall. So let's get started. So Lindsay wrote our show notes tonight, and she totally started with Disneyland, which she is probably the most familiar with over all of us being on the West Coast. So we'll just go there because some of this stuff looks really cool, and I want to know what it is. So radiator screens, what do? Do they change it up for, do they change radiator springs? They decorate it?
Yeah, they're doing an overlay. It's like a hollow theme all over Cars Land, and you can see the characters and their Cars tunes. You can see Superhero Lightning and Vampire Mater and a bunch of other really fun things. So that's really exciting. So I've always been, I think, a little bit more on top of it with the holiday theming for Halloween because they've got the Haunted Mansion holiday. So
that's another overlay in Disneyland, right? So they just basically. Yeah. So have you experienced that? Because I've only heard about it. I've never experienced.
Yes, it is amazing.
Is it very different? I mean, is it just that the characters are planted around, or is it like totally
different? Oh, very, very different.
You guys need to explain what it is, because you didn't
go into... spoiler alert. On this attraction that's been going on for, I don't know, how many years now. So Jack Skellington and his crew kind of take over the Haunted Mansion, and from every single aspect of the ride is completely done. I mean, how they do it, I have no idea. Because I've ridden it before, like right before it goes down, and it is shut down for quite a while to get everything in there and up. But it is... Nightmare Before Christmas, the scary-looking skeleton guy.
Okay.
And Sally with the red hair and the patchwork dress. No.
See, I told you needed to explain it.
That's your homework, Laura. You need to watch the Nightmare Before Christmas.
This is your homework. But then on top of that, they not only have the Haunted Mansion holiday, but they also have Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy.
So they're going to take out the Star Wars, what is it, Hyperspace Mountain?
Yeah, that was supposed to be like a Star Wars summer type thing. Okay. It kind of got left in there.
So we'll just keep it there.
It's going to be Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy, and you know, I haven't done that one, so I'll have to do that and see what kind of awesome little ghosts they have hidden in there. But then they have, of course, the Dia de los Muertos. Did I mess that up? That is in Frontierland, so that's the more traditional Day of the Dead decorations and things like that. And then they also do a Halloween party, much like Walt Disney World. So it's a little bit different. They do have a Headless Horseman, and they have... this year they're going to have in California Adventure, it's kind of be like going to be like Oogie Boogies taking over the whole park.
Oogie Boogie is from
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. See, Laura, you have to watch it. It's the Boogie Man.
Headless Horseman statue. There's bats around the Carthay Circle Tower Bell.
Oh, that's
a bunch
cool.
of really neat things that they've added this year for Halloween.
So I need to back up a little bit because you're tearing through all this, and I want to just clarify a couple things. And we're going to talk about Walt Disney World separately, but you just mentioned the Halloween party, which there is one at Walt Disney World, which is a hard ticket event that's, quote, after hours. They really close the park a little bit early, but it goes late. So this stuff that we're talking about here at Disneyland, radiator screens and the Space Mountain Ghost Galaxy, that's all the time, right?
That's all the time. That is not a special ticketed event. They do have a special ticket event, and actually they do have a Halloween tour as well, like a behind the screens tour that they offer. But their Halloween ticketed event, it's a little bit different than, it's about $85 a person. You know, you get to see the Ride of the Headless Horseman, the fireworks, there's trick-or-treating stations, you get to meet the villains, there's, this year they have brand new photo passes, ops, like, much like the ones that they have at Walt Disney World, with the special effects. And then also, you can visit both parks this year with a special event ticket.
That was so that's kind of neat. So the party's going on in both parks there.
Yeah. So this is entry to either park, and it begins 3 hours before the party start time. So you could actually come in 3 hours early and get some rides done. And then there's also a Halloween party dining package available at Blue Bayou for an additional fee, but I'm pretty excited. It seems like they're really beefing up their holiday.
So your party ticket lets you park hop. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
That's really good.
That's one of the lovely things about Disneyland is it's so easy to park hop. I mean, it's easy to park hop at Walt Disney World if you know what you're doing, but it's like,
but it's so
super
easy
at Disneyland. It's just literally a few steps. So yeah, that's very cool.
One of the cool things that they have the Cadaver Dance.
They do that at Disney World,
too. I've seen pictures of them at Walt Disney World. Yep, and they sing some Halloween-themed things, but
they look like zombies.
That's very cool. Okay, so let's move over then from the California park to Florida, and let's just keep talking about this since we were just talking about the holiday party there, the Halloween party. Let's talk about Mickey's Not So Scary. So the price point is about the same. It's a little bit more. Because it can go up to 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be a little bit more. The closer you get, I'm going on Halloween again this year, and it's a lot more. It's a little bit different. Obviously, it's only at Magic Kingdom. So you get the one entrance to one park here. You still have the Hollow Wishes and the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, which is fabulous. I think the best parade that Disney's ever done.
I agree. Yeah.
Like the chills down my spine when the Headless Horseman ride through. And have you ever heard that many kids be that quiet?
Yes, it's very cool. And then the grave diggers, they do their choreography involves digging, putting the shovels against the asphalt, and it creates sparks.
Yeah. Really cool. They are a huge favorite during Marathon. Mm-hmm. You can get your picture taken with them. Very cool. Yeah.
So, Donna, have you been to the Mickey's Not So Scary Hall? I know Laura hasn't because we talked about it. It's been a while since she's been to Disney.
You know, I've been at Christmas time. I've been in the summer. I've been in the springtime. That's the one time a year I have not been.
Well, then that might be your homework assignment.
That is your Halloween assignment.
Yeah, you know this isn't Disney World, but the cruise line has a Halloween party on it too.
Yes, we can actually talk about that next. Let's finish up Walt Disney World, and then we can talk about the Disney Cruise Line because I've been fortunate enough to experience that as well. So the holiday party there, the Halloween party at Walt Disney World starts at 7 and goes till midnight, but you can get in about 3 hours early with your park ticket at 4:00. It is not a park hopper though. It's Magic Kingdom is where this party is.
Yeah. And if you feel like you haven't spent enough money, you can do a Happy Hallowishes dessert party as well.
Don't they do something for Cinderella's Royal Table too? Didn't they have like a villain's dinner in there?
Well, and then the question comes to mind, how can it be Hallowishes if it's not wishes anymore?
Oh.
Yeah, there's special dining during the party, and I think there's like two schools of thought on this. Mine is, I don't want to waste time during my party time sitting at a table service. But for some people, that's fantastic. And they do have at Be Our Guests and Cinderella's Royal Table and Crystal Palace special dining opportunities for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party, of course, for an additional fee.
I mean, if you really want to eat, you can just go get all the candy.
Nutritious. Or you could do what I usually do is get all the candy, and then if you're going at an early enough party, you take it home and you use it for Halloween.
Guilty.
Well, you did spend all that money on Disney.
Yes.
Honestly,
your investment.
It wouldn't make it home with my family.
Or you run out and you're like, oh, where am I going to get it? Oh, I got 5 pounds of candy from Disney.
Assuming your teenage daughter hasn't eaten at all, which would be the case in my house.
But. Yeah, really.
And so this is also the one time of year that you are permitted to go into Disney World in costume. Right. So yeah. Still no masks. No masks.
I've seen really cool costumes get turned away at the gate. Last year I saw this woman dressed her kids up as Ken and Barbie in the boxes. Of course, they confiscated the boxes, and she was really, really mad. So make sure that you read up on the regulations involving that, because it's very sad to see kids on Halloween getting stripped of their costume.
And it really is a combination of public safety and your own personal safety. You know, wearing a mask can be very dangerous when the lights are low, and, you know, you could trip. And then, of course, those boxes make it impossible for people to actually stand next to you without getting bonked. So it's all...
the parade, this would be fun. And then trying to get on a ride in that box.
Yeah.
Like, can we just stand on the ride?
She gets an A for creative effort.
it does. Sounds fantastic. So then the other thing, so we talked about the decorations, and they decorate. Obviously, the Magic Kingdom is decorated for Halloween, but all the parks get decorated for Halloween. So even though the party is only at
Fort Wilderness too, though, because
people
go down there and camp, and they really go all out and decorate their campsites and stuff. And I've heard, I haven't done this, but I've heard you can trick or treat there.
I would imagine.
And there's a hayride. There's a haunted hayride there too. And the ghost, like the campfire ghost stories, they do a lot there.
Yeah.
That, and then also all the resorts, like Disney World is great for this on the holidays too. You always have to go check out all the different resorts because they do different decorations and they do pumpkin decorating contests at each of the resorts, and they get really competitive. Like the cast members are really on it. I've seen like Easter eggs at Easter time, but the pumpkins for Halloween were pretty spectacular. Yeah. I've seen everything from like Cinderella's coach made out of an actual pumpkin, which is really cute, to a castle made out of pumpkin. It's really neat painted.
Yep.
Cool.
So then the other thing going on at fall at Walt Disney World.
Our favorite.
Food and Wine Festival. And we've devoted episodes to this, so I don't think we need to talk about it too much. But that does happen pretty much concurrently.
The most wonderful time of the year.
We think it's not so soon. Yeah, you think it's Christmas, but it's not. It's just before Christmas. Generally, Food and Wine runs the same as the Halloween parties. It's like September.
Actually, starting like August 30th this year. Mm-hmm.
Mid-November. Yeah, it goes until November 14th. That is like a massive chunk of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So no excuses. You have plenty of chances to get down there.
Yeah. And we have group rates, so, you know, call us.
can we say what resorts they're at?
And you can say the dates.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So we have group rates available in November. Starting November 2nd to the 8th at Pop Century, Port Orleans Riverside, and Contemporary.
I love Port Orleans Riverside.
Yeah, I do too. I love that. But so if you stay at Contemporary, you can monorail over to Epcot and drink around the world and eat around the world.
I love taking the boat.
Yes.
Oh, that's the best. And then going to I keep wanting to say Downtown Disney. To Disney Springs. It's never going to get out of my head. And then you can even pop next door and go have beignets at the French Quarter, which I have done maybe once or twice. Although with Food and Wine, it's really hard to, you got to have that detailed, like, when are you going to eat this? When you got to eat when you're hungry.
You know what? I'm going in a couple weeks, and I've already started thinking about the caramel corn from Germany, which Lindsay turned me on to because I never used to go in that.
And you know to wait for it to be hot, right?
Fresh caramel corn. I am not a Cracker Jack person. Yeah,
I would imagine that's what heaven smells like when you walk in.
A quick little anecdote: when we took my stepson, who's now 30, when he was like 14 or 15, and he kept talking about going to get the bidets instead of the beignets.
Completely different experience.
And I said, you know what? They're really good and they're warm. I said, I don't think we're talking about the same.
Oh, that's funny. Those French words are so confusing.
One of the cool things that we did last year, too, and I hope they do this again this year, is if you have a Disney Visa, they have that special lounge at the American Pavilion. where you can go and kind of chill out. But they also had special viewing for Illumination.
I believe Chase is no longer sponsoring.
Really?
I just read that. Yeah. So I don't know what the impact that will have, but I'm not sure. So forget you heard that, audience.
That is such Scott, a bummer. You guys, yeah, sorry, Scott. You should have gone last year. It was really
awesome. I don't know that it won't be there in some form, but it's not sponsored by Chase if it's there. So
all their sponsors are leaving.
It's probably going to be like a pay to get in here type thing, because there's all those awesome chargers there, and you know they have the soda machine and that. I'd pay for that.
And they may have a different sponsor. It just hasn't been.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, one time someone told me the place he worked had a lounge too. I forget what it was, but it was like an IBM type.
Well, there's apparently a DVC lounge, which I've never actually gone to. So they're not really easy to find, which I guess is part of the point. But
yeah.
So, and then of course with the Food and Wine Festival, we've also talked about this, but there's the Swan and Dolphin also have their
The one Lindsay
doesn't want you to know about. So if you like to eat, the fall is a great time to go to Walt Disney World because you get free candy. Well, free your $100 bag of candy, and then you get your
free little tip about that. The closer you go toward Halloween, and there's a reason why the Halloween party on Halloween always sells out. The happier the cast members are and the more generous they are with that darn candy. I left with so much candy last year on Halloween. It was insane. Like at the beginning of the season, they feel like kind of stingy.
They're like, we gotta make this last.
I have to wonder how much Sassy Taffy can one person eat. Because that's, my bag's always just filled with Sassy Taffy.
My only complaint is, like, if you're looking for, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, you're not finding
it. The chocolate is few and far between, yeah.
Yeah, it used to be really, like, that's what you got. You used to get, like, years ago, you get this really great brand name candy, and now it's kind of like, you get good candy, but it's not, one year, I remember we got toothbrushes.
Really?
Yeah, they like sang. They gave us toothbrushes, and like I don't know whoever added. I like the craisins, but I could just see the looks on the kids' faces when they get handed those bags of craisins. They are not happy.
That's like the end of a race kind of food. My kids would be so mad if they got craisins.
I think that's Disney trying to
Well, they could at least hand out goldfish or something. Unhealthy, all kids love goldfish.
One of the things that I love about kind of these special events you're talking about, like the Halloween party, like the Christmas party, is that one of my favorite parts about Disney and about Disney as a brand overall, in their shows and on their ship, and at their amusement parks, is Disney does environment, creating a space like nobody's business.
Yes.
And, one of the things I love to do at Disney, which is gonna, it doesn't make me a big, great advertising person for touring friends, but I just love kind of being and not rushing, and soaking. You kind of miss half the magic, I love like the topiaries. I love the hidden Mickeys. I love all the way Disney just layers and layers magic one piece after another. And for me, that's like, I did the very Merry Christmas party with my husband as a surprise anniversary gift for him. I swept away for the weekend, took him there for the weekend. And I mean, that whole place, if you didn't like Christmas, you couldn't help, like it by the time you left. It was just, it was the most kind of, and I'm pretty childlike, but I was just like giddy, it's just like, there's snow and there's hot chocolate and there's, it's like everywhere you look, there is one more layer of innovation and creativity. And, for me, that makes that kind of event, for the people that I'm advocating a lot for in travel, which is folks who have mobility challenges or sensory challenges, oftentimes have, children who don't have vision and hearing challenges. That kind of event is really great for them. Because there's so much to touch and taste and smell and see. And, it makes it really magic. So
it kind of is a put a plug for that. It kind of is a fall event anyway. You brought up a good point because on both coasts, the fall decorations, it happens. Oh, I've had the pleasure of being there the last couple of years during this magical time when it changes over. And it's like instant. Yep. Overnight. You're there one day and it's Halloween, the next day it's Christmas. It's complete magic. I've seen the video, but I still think they messed with it. I still think that it's complete magic. You're never going to convince me otherwise. But in November 14th, is usually when.
Well, I was talking about Christmas, but they do this, you know, it's like when you walk into the Haunted Mansion, you know, and it's like there are, you know, it almost ended my very first trip to Disney World. There were so many cobwebs there. my dad looked up and said, "Looks like home," and that was the end of that day. But you know, it's like they go out of their way there to make everything about that experience. Yes. You know, feel it's the coolness when you walk in. It's the fog. It's the cobwebs. It's the
attention to the detail.
Yeah, If you've ever done a behind-the-scenes tour that mentions the Haunted Mansion, they talk about how they have a diagram for the cleaning staff so they don't accidentally remove the cobwebs they're supposed to be there. So they don't have to clean the cobwebs. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of special event things, so at Food and Wine Festival, they have a party for the senses, and then there's also, like, scotch tasting and wine and cheese pairing and desserts. And so anything you want to throw a little extra money at, Disney's got a way for you to do it, from a special burger event to you name it. There's so much stuff, and it does fill up fast once you can book into it. So,
well, and that was kind of, you know, I'm a little more long-winded than you would like, but that was kind of my point, was to say, when you were saying how much it costs, it's not just go there and trick or treat. There's, you know, they create a whole world almost for you to step into, mm-hmm. that, you know, that you come out, it doesn't feel like you're just at the Magic Kingdom and everyone's trick-or-treating. It's just, everything is different. I think it's worth the investment.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not saying it's not. The joke was actually because we say you get free candy when you go in, but you actually pay for it. It's the Disney map thing.
No, in the photo opportunities, that's something else that's pretty incredible during these events. I got my picture last year with the Seven Dwarves, and it might not sound like a big thing, but every other time that I've seen them to get a picture with them, the line is so insane. It was never even a thought in my mind to do it. So the special photo ops that you get at these parties are pretty phenomenal too. So it's like you said, you're getting the theming, you're getting the fireworks, you're getting the projection show on the castle, every single detail from the stage show in front of the castle with the Hocus Pocus. I came home. I loved that show so much. I came home and then I just watched, even though Halloween was over when I got home, I was watching Hocus Pocus because
I think I'm
it
the
touched
only
all of my childhood feel good Halloween feelings.
I think I'm the only person who doesn't get that movie. I've tried to watch it.
I've never seen it.
I don't understand why everybody loves it so much.
I think you have to be of a certain age.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is younger than us.
Exposed us. Yeah. So riding on Laura's comments about atmosphere and how Disney does that so well, and also Laura bringing up a very good point, which is Disney Cruise Line and the Halloween at Sea, which I don't think that's what it's called. Is it? What's the official?
I can't remember.
I think it might be Halloween at Sea. Laura, when you sailed, was it Halloween time? Did you experience Halloween on the ships?
No, we were there right after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So
I was looking at that for one of my clients, and they were, you know, it was a shorter itinerary, but it was one of the things they were really excited about was, you know, how incredible that would be to be at that Halloween party.
Yes. And, you know, and Christmas is the same way, but we're talking about fall right now. So we were fortunate enough to do it. It was a shorter one. It was a 4-night on the Dream during Halloween. And when you walk into the lobby, which is already, or atrium, I guess is what it's called, which is already a very impressive moment, and they announce your family name. And as you walk in, there's this huge tree that's been planted in the atrium, a huge tree with all these branches gnarled and, you know, and it's actually a very beautiful prop. I'm sure it's a real tree. But it's amazing, and it just lends, because this atrium is beautiful, Art Deco, you know, there's nothing about it says spooky or creepy, and then you've got this great tree that just says, oh, no, wait, it's Halloween, and mm-hmm. you're going to have to remember that. And so that first night, they do storytelling under the tree, and he tells the story of pumpkins and all that, and he gives every child a pumpkin seed, and mm-hmm. they're instructed to plant their pumpkin seeds at the tree, and then the next day, something really magical happens. So it's really that atmosphere, the storyteller is fantastic. He comes out with a lantern, and you know, it's everything that you want your Halloween storyteller to be. And then these little, you know, and the costumes appear in character around the ship. Everything has a little bit of a Halloween bent. And of course there's plenty of Halloween and fall decorations around. So you don't have to, if you don't want to be on land at Halloween, you can go to sea and still experience that, that great atmosphere. There is a little bit of trick or treating. They had little games like ring toss stuff, and you can dress up in costume. Same rules apply. No weapons, no masks. All of that still applies. Although they would let you carry your mask and you can put it on for your picture. And then you could take it off again. So like my son was Kylo Ren and he wanted to wear the mask for the pictures, but then he took it off for the.
Yeah. The year we went on our Disney cruise, we were that week between the Halloween decorations and the Christmas decorations. We missed them both.
Yeah. There is a week of turnover. Yeah. It takes a while. And I'm sure, were they taking stuff down still while you were on the ship?
No, it was gone. You know, totally gone. Although there may have been like a 3-night cruise before we got on that,
cause where they transitioned.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah.
Elizabeth, it's called Mickey's Masquerade Party.
I thought it's the Halloween on the high seas. I don't know.
Yeah. But then the Halloween party is called
Mickey's
Masquerade Party.
Okay. Yeah. But the cruise is called Halloween on the high seas. That's right. Yeah. High seas. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. It's so cute. I love their names for everything. Masquerade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, they still do Pirate Night. They still, which obviously makes a lot of sense at Halloween, so everybody can dress up like a pirate.
So they probably decorate Castaway Key, too, right?
Yes. Yeah. It, definitely that atmosphere thing, the magic that Laura was talking about, is very present on your cruise over mm-hmm. the holiday. Absolutely. Yeah. And those actually run all of October. It might even be right at the beginning of September that they start, and then they run to the first week of November usually. You know, maybe midweek, depends on how long your cruise is. So
yeah, ours was, yep. I think we left on that, Monday after Thanksgiving.
To tie in Lindsay's, the Nightmare Before Christmas, they have a Nightmare Before Christmas Sing and Scream as part of that.
I don't remember that. That must be new. Or we just didn't do it.
Screaming during this interactive movie experience, followed by a meet and greet with Jack and Sally.
Oh, they did show, yes. Okay, so they did show The Nightmare Before Christmas on the big screen while they were on board. That's cool. Which is very cool.
Absolutely. Nice.
And there's an adult-only Halloween party.
Ooh.
We didn't
know. You were in bed.
I was asleep. I was so asleep. All right, well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at Outlander Travel, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Outlander Podcast, or on Facebook, just search for Fly Away. Please be sure to also subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Lindsay, Sandy, Laura, Donna, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly!